From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, campaigning begins for the June 3rd local elections, with the candidates set to go all out to win voter support for the next 13 days, and a new KBS poll shows where each of the top contenders stands. Labor and management at Samsung Electronics reach a tentative 11-hour wage agreement and prevent a massive general strike. And one of 26 South Korean vessels stranded in the Strait of Hormuz passes safely through the choke point. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Campaigning for the June 3rd local elections and by-elections has officially kicked off, with the candidates set to curry voter support for the next 13 days. A total of 4,227 positions will be filled in the local elections, including 16 heads of major cities and provinces. Alan Cahill has more.
The ruling Democratic Party's mayoral candidate in Seoul, Jung Won-oh, kicked off his campaign Thursday by telling voters in the capital city that it's time to choose a more capable mayor.
여러분, 반드시 심판해 주십시오!
오세훈!
Stumping for his fifth election, the main opposition People Power Party's Oh Se-hoon blamed the ruling camp for the city's rising housing costs, pointing the finger at its real estate policies. A total of 4,227 positions are up for grabs in the June 3rd local elections, including 16 heads of major cities and provinces, as well as 14 parliamentary seats in the by-elections. The June 3rd elections are the first major test for the Lee Jae-myung administration since President Lee took office last June. The ruling Democratic Party is seeking to extend its dominance to the southeastern Gyeongsang region, the longtime stronghold of the conservative main opposition People Power Party. The People Power Party, on the other hand, is appealing to voters to put the brakes on what it sees as the ruling camp's unchecked power. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
New KBS polls show the ruling Democratic Party's Jung Won-oh in front as the preferred candidate in the Seoul mayoral race over his main opposition People Power Party rival, Oh Se-hoon. KBS commissioned two polling agencies to survey voter sentiment in eight metropolitan areas, including Seoul, Busan, and Daegu, just ahead of the official campaign period. Asked which candidate they would vote for in the Seoul mayoral race, 45% of the respondents chose Democratic Party candidate Jung Won-oh, while 34% backed People Power Party candidate Oh Se-hoon, putting the gap at 11 percentage points outside the margin of error. In the southeastern city of Busan, Democratic Party candidate Chun Jae-soo garnered 45% support, while incumbent Mayor Park Hyung-jun of the People Power Party received 33%, with the gap showing little change from earlier surveys and continuing to hover around 10 percentage points. Meanwhile, the Daegu mayoral race tightened significantly, with Democratic Party candidate Kim Boo-kyum at 40% and People Power Party candidate Choo Kyung-ho at 39%, placing the two candidates within the margin of error. The surveys on mayoral races conducted by Hanguk Research on 800 adults in each city from Saturday to Wednesday had a 95% confidence level and a margin of error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Labor and management at Samsung Electronics have reached a tentative 11-hour wage agreement and prevented a massive 18-day general strike on Thursday. The deal on wages and collective bargaining came about an hour before more than 47,000 workers were scheduled to walk off the job. Rosin Bach has this report.
In a tentative deal struck late Wednesday, labor and management at Samsung Electronics agreed to allocate 12% of the profit from the company's semiconductor business for bonuses over the next 10 years. Specifically, 10.5% of an agreed-upon performance figure will be set aside as special bonuses for the Device Solutions Unit, with no cap on the payout rate, and 1.5% for an existing bonus called the Overall Performance Incentive. The Device Solutions bonuses will be paid for this year through 2028, so long as a company generates 200 trillion won in annual operating profit and 100 trillion won between 2029 and 2035. On the thorny issue of bonuses for loss-making business units, Choi Sung-ho, the leader of the chipmaker's largest union, said the parties agreed on paying a lower percentage of the common payout rate, but that management gave a one-year grace period before applying this provision. Though the parties were able to find common ground in time to postpone the strike, negotiations were far from smooth, breaking down multiple times. On Wednesday morning, after a second round of post-adjustment talks failed, the union declared that it would go ahead with the strike, only to resume discussions after Labor Minister Kim Yong-hoon stepped in to mediate. The union said that it'll put the tentative deal to a vote that will start Friday and continue for 6 days. If the union's members vote to accept the agreement, the five-month impasse between Samsung and its labor union will finally come to an end. Rosian Park, KBS World Radio News.
A group of Samsung Electronics shareholders has called the tentative wage deal between the company and its labor union unlawful and vowed to take legal action. The shareholders group held a rally on Thursday in Hanamdong near the home of Samsung Electronics chairman Lee Jae-yong, arguing that the deal is invalid unless it is approved at a general shareholders meeting. If the company's board calls for a resolution on the proposed deal, the shareholders group said it will file a lawsuit to nullify the agreement and seek a court injunction. A Seoul court has sentenced former National Intelligence Service Chief Cho Tae-yong to 1.5 years in prison for perjury and falsification of official documents, all in connection with former President Yoon Sung-yeol's martial law declaration in late 2024. The Seoul Central District Court issued the verdict on Thursday, which is far less than the 7 years in prison sought by a special counsel team that had probed the martial law incident. Cho was found guilty of giving false testimony to the National Assembly and the Constitutional Court by saying he had not received any documents related to martial law from Yoon. He was also convicted for including such false testimony in official documents issued in the name of the NIS. However, the court found Cho not guilty of allegations that he had neglected his duties as NIS chief by failing to report Yoon's plan to declare martial law to the National Assembly despite being aware of it beforehand. The government is extending its fuel tax cuts for another 2 months at the same rates to curb price increases and mitigate the impact of the crisis in the Middle East. The decision was announced Thursday at a ministerial meeting presided over by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Gu Yun-chul. The tax cuts, 15% for gasoline and 25% for diesel, will remain in place until the end of July. The extension comes after consumer prices jumped by a 21-month high of 2.6% in April, led by petroleum products, which rose 21.9%. In late March, the government imposed the price caps on refiners' petroleum products in a bid to curb surging oil costs. The number of teenagers and young adults has plunged 47% from 40 years ago. According to recent data released by the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family, those aged 9 to 24 this year came to 7.4 million. The figure is a 2.8% decline from last year and 46.5% plunge from 40 years ago. The number of students aged 6 to 21 also saw a similar decline to 6.79 million, down 2.8% from the previous year. The ministry expects the downward trend to continue in the near future, with the number of young adults sliding to 3.26 million by 2070. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.
KBS World Radio.